Joining us now is Rob Henken, president of the Public Policy Forum, former congressional aide who previously served as head of the Milwaukee County Department of Administrative Services. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Our Project Milwaukee series has provided coverage all this week. I am sure that you've had an opportunity to hear at least some chunks of that. It will continue this morning between 10 and 11:30 with a special live broadcast of our Lake Effect programming. Let me ask you, in terms of policy, what sense you have of who it is that is offering the Walker administration guidance or perhaps even a more active role in the formulation of the administration's policy? Where is it coming from?
Well, I think a couple key points to keep in mind, Bob. First of all, this is a governor who is certainly not new to state government. So Governor Walker was a state legislator, of course, for many, many years, and I'm sure over those years developed lots of thoughts and ideas as to how he would like to deal with state policy and the state budget if he ever got the opportunity to be governor. I think also his campaign chair, Mike Grebe, the head of the Bradley Foundation. Bradley Foundation is a big supporter of conservative think tanks throughout the country, so I'm sure there was lack of access to that type of expertise, policy expertise from that perspective.
Has your organization been contacted by the Walker administration for any kind of input?
No, and that's not something that typically would happen anyway. The Public Policy Forum has certainly built its reputation over the past 98 years as a fiercely nonpartisan public policy think tank. I am sure that Walker administration people read our reports, but we are not in the business of giving direct consultation to government leaders.
One of the things that you have been so intimately involved with and have firsthand knowledge of is, and I'll call it the restructuring of Milwaukee County government. You're welcome to change that phraseology if it's not 100% accurate. But really, how things have changed, the delivery system for various services at the county level, well, the financing available to pay for these services. Is what's happening in Milwaukee County likely to be a template for what might happen at the state, or is it already happening at the state?
Well, I think one of the very interesting things about the county's 2012 budget deliberations is that the county was essentially 1 year ahead of virtually all other governments, in that when Governor Walker was county executive, he already budgeted in his 2011 budget for significant savings from increased employee contributions to pensions and health care. So what happened in 2012 was when the hammer of the state budget, the loss in state revenue and all sorts of varieties of state aids hit Milwaukee County, they had already realized in 2011 in that budget a substantial amount of the savings that were afforded from the budget repair bill and the flexibility to demand higher employee contributions. Consequently, what happened in the county budget was that County Executive Abley asked for actually additional savings from county workers. And I think that's where many local governments and where state government itself is going to find itself in the years to come. We're going to see continued strict limits on the local level in terms of property tax levy caps. We're going to see continued structural deficits because simply the cost of health care, the cost of running government programs typically grows at a higher rate than inflation. So where do you make up that gap? What the budget repair bill has done is it has afforded the opportunity to local governments to go back to their workforce year after year and require more in terms of contributions. Now, is that a sustainable approach? Is that an approach that's going to be best in terms of making sure that we have quality people working for government? I think that's the question, but I think that is the big tool that's available. And I think as we look ahead in terms of state budget in future years, the question is, if we're not going to change the revenue structure, are we going to continue to demand more from state employees?
That leads me to the next question, which is, and this has been kind of like what is often referred to as the third rail, the lethal third rail of politics, and that is some sort of structural change in the tax system, the system of collecting revenues from states' residents and local residents, et cetera, so that government can continue to function and meet the needs of those who are requiring them. Is there equity in the system as it exists now? And alongside that, perhaps the larger question, is there in any way the political will to take on the issue of restructuring the tax collection system if, in fact, that would be a wise way to go?
Well, Bob, obviously equity is in the eye of the beholder. So that's a difficult question to answer. The question that I'll be happy to dive into, however, is whether we have the appropriate mix of various forms of taxation. I think when you particularly look at how local governments and school districts are funded in the state of Wisconsin, there is extremely and really unique, when you look across the country, a unique reliance on the property tax as the primary funding source for local government and school services. Whether that's the best approach, I think, has to be seriously looked at. I think a compelling case can certainly be made that a sales tax in many respects, while also having some issues in terms of progressivity, a sales tax is a way to tap into, for example, if there's a local sales tax, to tap into people who don't live in that municipality but who work there every day and are still using city services, just as an example. So I think looking at that mix is certainly something that needs to happen, because what's going on in this state in terms of the reliance on the property tax, I think is hurting our economy, and so clearly looking at income, sales, fees, the entire structure is ripe for review.
Is it possible to get beyond, obviously, the political rhetoric that would accompany such a discussion and actually get to some meaningful change?
Well, that's, I think, the big multi-billion-dollar question you've asked.
I just want to ask you the easy ones first.
Yeah. Well, and clearly, I mean, the rhetoric we see, we've seen it in Milwaukee County. We've seen a very spirited debate about the potential for doing a 1% addition to the county sales tax in return, that revenue would be used for parks and for transit and for cultural institutions. In return, there was a promise that property taxes would be reduced. We certainly had the typical branding you get. Is that a tax increase if you're saying, let's implement a higher sales tax and in return, let's lower property taxes? I think one of the issues there was that people, quite frankly, didn't trust county policymakers. There was a lot of assumption that the increased sales tax would go into effect, but we would never see the reduced property taxes. But if you could ever strike that type of a deal, and if you could ever guarantee it, I think the debate has to be which is a better and fairer means of taxation, and what's best for our local economy. And that's the conversation we have to have without branding people as pro or anti-tax.
Let me invite your thoughts on this, and it is, how long is a wise period of time to give a newly elected leader? In this case, it would be the Walker administration, but could be the Abley administration for that matter. How long of a period of time do you get them before the public can reasonably expect positive results, or results that mirror the things that these individuals campaigned on?
I would say to you, Bob, as a nonpartisan, middle-of-the-road person, that I think one of the problems is we don't allow enough time. I think we have lots of problems that have built up over several years and will take several years to solve them. If we are only looking at the next election cycle, which for governor is 4 years, but for congressman, for example, is only 2 years, if that's our radar screen, then I think we're going to see short-sighted answers to very deep, long-term problems, and that's part of the reason why we're in the mess we're in at all levels of government.